Joe Smith time at 7:46 here on a Wednesday. Chuck Crab riding shotgun on Big Show Friday.
Yeah, boy, I've got it coming in both ears at these. This is
that one's Woo. Working all right. We got something fresh here. Smitty, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Charles, how we doing?
Joe, it's an exceptional day. It's a good day.
Little
glad
battle
to hear about Amy helping you out with the weight loss. I didn't think you needed to lose any.
Well,
I tell you what, we're trying to get the winter fur knocked off this body, and you know how tough it is when you have artificial
schedule.
Hips.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, got to be even more careful with that. Maybe I'm just prolonging that second one being done, Joe, which I know you've had.
Yeah, I'm one ahead of you there.
Yeah, I need to be catching up at some point.
Breakfast with the Bionic Men right here on
WGCL,
my two superheroes.
Hey, we're both up vertical today.
Yep, that's right. Still going in mid-60s.
Mid-60s, that sounds like the temperature.
Remember, Chuck, at our age, vertical is excellent.
That's right. I agree, Joe.
Well, we didn't get to the mid-60s yesterday weather-wise, not in the afternoon at least, but, Joe, we avoided all the rain, and that made for a very, very busy high school sports beat yesterday. Tell us what we might have missed on a Thursday afternoon and evening.
Well, after splitting baseball and softball results out at IU Tuesday night, Bloomington North went one up this week as the two city squads hit the tennis courts out at North last night. Barb Mills' 18th-ranked Cougars turned back the Young Panthers of Gretchen Wertzman 4-1, the freshman duo of Tate Blackwell and Rachel Walker. They survived a near three-hour, three-set win at two doubles, posting at Sloan Point after Norris Lily McAfee and Izzy Flynn went 6-love at number one. Veteran senior Carolina Lopez still perfect at one singles this spring. She beat Coach Barb's niece, Maya Mills, who's only a freshman, at number one in straight sets. Bailey Gardner and Joy Battacharia won straight setters at 2 and 3. Elsewhere, Northview shut out John Kerr's Edgewood Mustangs 5-0. South is the only squad scheduled out Saturday, weather permitting, and we'll underline that again for 2 weeks running. They're playing at Southport for Conference Indiana action. Well, the Ralph Siebold Oval, the venue tonight for the spring's first conference meet of the year, as Justin Helmer's 13th-ranked North Cougs and Larry Williams' 17th-ranked South Panthers chase each other for the title tonight, starting with field events at 5:30, and again, we have an eye on the sky for this one. Senior Logan Calvin, top-seeded in both the discus and shot, is throws of 171-1 and 57 feet, respectively, among the top five in the state to date this spring. Southsea and Shaw is top-seeded in the mile and 2 mile. Panthers also have three other top seeds, Pierce Evans in the 100, Sam Munson in the high jump, and Luke Hensley in the pole vault. Endorse other top seeds, Antonio Dahlman in the 400, Drew Warren in the 800, and the Cougars mile relay also seated first going into action tonight. Over on the girls' side, Justin Helmer's Cougs, Tom Stokes' South Panthers. They have six individual top seeds gathered for this one. Grace Williams, the mile, and 2 mile. Dontrice Barbie, the shot. Elena Walls, the discus. Jordan Munson of South has the top seeds in both the hurdle events, and the Cougar 2 mile relay is also seeded number one. Seniors night last night for the Edgewood Track and Field Mustangs, hosting Lighthouse Christian Academy in Indian Creek. She did this last spring, if you'll recall, and we talked about it, so we'll talk about it again. Junior Taylor Acuff played third base last night for Mick Hammett. She got a hit and scored a run in the Mustangs' 10-6 loss to Monrovia, then came over from the diamond to the discus pit and uncorked a personal throw, a personal best throw of 107 feet to win the discus for Brian Rosenberg's girls, as the Mustangs were victorious with 97 team points, sweeping all three relays. Young freshman Emily Kovac won the sprints. She also ran a leg on the 400-meter relay. Amelia Chapman from LCA was first in the 800 meters, only to be outdone by her sister Hannah, who won both the mile and 2 mile for the Lions last night. The boys of Michael Doering also won the three-way with 84 points. Austin Haskett won the mile and 2 mile. Noah Beasy, the long and high jumps. Cole Hall took care of both the sprints. and the Mustangs also swept the three relays. Dalton Smith won the 110 hurdles and was second in the high jump for LCA. Reese McGuire was second in the shot. Reese Kelly was second in the 400 meters. Eric Larson second in the mile. And Will Campbell was second in the long jump for the LCA Lions. Well, after being blanked by North Tuesday night on the softball diamond, Meg Montgomery's South Panthers bounced back into the win column. They're riding sophomore Maya Fulton's first home run of the spring to a 5-4 win over Brown County out at Winslow. Addie Benham spaced five hits, struck out 11, also had a couple of hits, as did Jasper Sons and Katie Getz. Katie also knocked in two for Meg's crew. Mentioned Edgewood's 10-6 loss to Monrovia. Back to that one for a second. Jenna LaRoche had three hits and knocked in two. Edgewood is due out tonight. They're playing at Sullivan in WIC action. Baseball tonight, maybe. Eye on the sky. Edgewood, Bob Jones's crew, plays at Sullivan. The North Cougs look to snap a five-game losing streak. They're hosting Indianapolis Chatard at 6 o'clock. Played some Lynx golf yesterday over at Rolling Meadows in Gosford. Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs. They toured the facility, lost a tight three-way with Owen Valley and Bloomfield by a total of only three shots. They fired a team total 185. Jackson Wendell was team medalist and also won medal honors in that three-way, shooting a 41. Well, the Reds were off yesterday. They're back on the radio tonight, maybe. They're over in St. Louis. Marty Brenneman in the pregame at 7 o'clock. Second time this month, the Reds have visited St. Louis. They're 10-12, slid down to fourth in the Central. St. Louis playing lots better. Since the clubs met the first time, they're 11-11. Seven of those wins at Busch Stadium. Again, the Reds, St. Louis tonight at 8 o'clock here on the airwaves.
Joe, NFL draft continues tonight, rounds 2 and 3. The Indianapolis Colts in round number 1 selected Ohio State safety Malik Hooker. The young man has only played 2 years of college football, only played 2 years of high school football.
Yeah, very impressive, yeah.
Here's what Chuck Pagano said. You're going to be another Eddie Reed for us, my man. The closest thing I've seen, and obviously Chuck coached Ed Reed in college. Ed Reed, unbelievable ball-hawking safety for the Baltimore Ravens, multiple Pro Bowler. Let's hope that's the case. So defense, that's what Chris Ballard showed us. They thought he'd go in the top 10. They got him at 15, so best player available is probably part of that as well. What else? NBA playoffs last night. San Antonio is through. The Spurs beat Memphis and move on. Toronto beats Milwaukee. They move on as well, so chalk advancing in that. Reds and Cardinals, we'll have to keep our eyes on the skies there as well, Joe.
Yeah, no question.
8 o'clock start. Okay, coming back at 8:45, we'll get ready for a big IU weekend, obviously.
Yep, and big baseball series, obviously. You guys talked about it. Maryland, enough said there. So
Number one.
Got to take care of business. You know, as Chris has mentioned, time of year when you win series. So
got to do it. They've been winning series. Now it's time
to continue that trend.
Keep on winning and good things will happen. All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45.
All right.
Joe Smith.
We'll see you then.
All right, 8:47 at WGCL. My mom has checked in, listening in Florida as she does most mornings. I won't rat her out and say she listens every morning. That's not true. Sometimes I'll talk to her on the phone and drop a show hint from what I talked about in the morning. And
she's like,
well, we all got to sleep in every once in a while.
That's right.
Give Julie my best wishes. We'll miss her on Friday morning. I always enjoy the banter with you guys. It's always fun. There we go.
I love it.
Testimonials.
Thank you.
Rolling in. Chuck Crabb, my mom, Inman. Mm-hmm. Well, that's half our audience.
I'll tell
you
what, you need a self-esteem boost. Just quit your job. People say nice things to you. It's good.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Well, let's add one more to the fire, shall we? Joe Smith joins us this morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
And Julie, always welcomed high atop our One City Center studios, wherever you can make it in.
Thank you so much.
Hey, good luck to you, girl.
Yes, yes,
thanks
I know.
Thanks for your contributions.
Yes.
She's not done contributing. She's not leaving town.
I'm not going to allow this.
I talked to hubby last night. We're trying to get something worked, figure it out here. We're trying to make this thing work on Friday.
Glass will not let me go.
I will not let it go. I've seen Frozen.
That's
I'm not singing that song.
She always is very informative, leading us up to the weekend.
Joe, it takes half. I don't have to do half the show on Friday. I sit back. I put my feet up.
Yeah.
Drink some tea. I listen along just
you
like everybody else.
I like the angle you're going. This is my community service to come in and help you.
It is.
So you don't have to do
it. So I don't jump off
that's
the list.
Right. That's right. I like it.
That's why we have Joe on Mondays and Fridays as well. The Hall of Famer joins us to get us, well, Julie gets us caught up on what we need to do. Joe tells us what's happened and what is going to happen in the world of sports. And the big, there's two big things this weekend, Joe. Sadly, the forecast and the number one team in the Big Ten is coming to town at Bart Kauffman Field starting tonight at 6 o'clock. It's IU Maryland Big Ten baseball.
Well, to be the best, you got to beat the best, and the best riding a 7-game winning streak in town. The Big Ten's best right now, the Maryland Terrapins, for a start of a 3-game set with Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers. First pitch at 6:05 tonight out at the Bart. We'll keep our eye on the sky throughout the weekend. And one of the reasons why they're the best right now at 12-3, sitting atop the Big Ten, they have solid pitching. And we'll see one of the league's best tonight in right-hander Brian Schaefer, who's been very stingy with that 1.7 ERA of his, and he's second in the league with 74 strikeouts. And he'll be going against the Big Ten's best that's clubbed 45 home runs this year. And that's the Hoosiers' first baseman, Matt Gorski, riding a modest 8-game winning streak. He broke up the ball game the other night at the Vic as Indiana won its 22nd of the year, beating up Ball State. Brian Hobby will follow Jonathan Stever. If you'll remember, Stever got the Hoosiers off and winging after Tony Butler hit the home run to lead off the game at Michigan a week ago tonight. Stever did the pitching, and Indiana got that first win to set the table. And, boy, that's why the first game of any 3-game series is so, so key. Indiana's RPI has dropped down now to something they can live with, entering the weekend of play 26 in RPI. The Terrapins, they are the Big Ten best with a 21 in the RPI. Key weekend for the baseball Hoosiers. Key weekend for Michelle Gardner softballers, and they have their work cut out for them, taking on a team that's been to the College World Series the last 2 years. They're 19th ranked. They're 14-3 in the Big Ten, and they play Michigan, does Indiana, the first of three later tonight. Indiana with a 3-game sweep of Maryland last weekend, going in with a little momentum, but boy, they got to get the bats rolling. And the Wolverines, one reason they're atop the league in softball, their team ERA is 1.7, and they're hitting .315 as a team. Well, prior to tonight's opening of the CWPA Conference Postseason Championships out at the CBAC, the association announced yesterday the all-conference teams, and the Hoosiers secured a couple of spots with the young lady we talked to on Sports Talk the other night, junior Kelly Matthews earning a first-team selection, and freshman Molly Williams on the second team. Matthews striking her second selection to the all-CWPA first team and her third spot on the all-conference teams with the honor this year, and for good reason. 51 goals and 76 points to date in this 18-9 season fashioned out by Ryan Castle in his first year. And Williams, quite a story. She joined the Hoosiers in January at the semester break, and boy, she shot out of a cannon for a blistering year. She leads a potent freshman class with 37 goals and 6 hat tricks to date, going into this match later today at 4:30 with Harvard, who they beat 2 weeks ago, 7-4 out in Providence. So they embark upon their 3-day run and hopefully will play for a championship come Sunday. Now, this is not a free event. Tickets can be purchased on-site. Single-day passes run for $10, and the season ticket for all of the action at the CBAC, $25. Well, congrats out to Romero Asqui and the IU women tennis netters. They're on their revenge tour as they knocked off Iowa yesterday in the first round of the Big Ten tournament over in Champaign, getting Madison Appel, who won at one singles and then won at one doubles, teaming with Kim Schmieder to take care of business with the Hawks. And now they're in the quarterfinals alongside second-seeded Michigan, and they will play later today. Ohio State is the defending champion. Congrats out to the IU women's tennis team. The news not so good for Jeremy Wertzman's fellas. They were ousted in the opening round of the men's Big Ten tournament over at Purdue as Minnesota beat them 4-2 yesterday. What else is going on this week? Well, we mentioned water polo through the weekend, track and field. Tell you, Ron Helmer's got his tracksters, men and women, spread out all across the country. The Penn Relays, very prestigious event, starts later today, runs through Saturday night at Philadelphia, and then we also have competitors at the Red Hawk Invitational in Oxford, Ohio, and the Longhorn Invite down in Austin, Texas. So a lot of cream and crimson spread out across the country. Elsewhere, the Baltimore Country Club course will play 7,181 yards long to a par 70. That's the site of the Men's Big Ten Golf Championships this weekend. It starts later today. Illinois, the defending champion for this 54-hole event, Andrew Havel, goes in as playing number one. Jake Brown, Brock Oxenrider, Jack Sparrow, and Christian Fairbanks, the five men that Mike Mayer has with him this weekend out east in Baltimore. Don't forget men's soccer, the Mexico U18 national team, and the Hoosiers wrapping up spring out at the Yeagley Pitch at Armstrong Stadium, 2 o'clock Sunday against Todd's crew. Going racing, well, hopefully we'll get things in tonight because it's the J.B. Robinson Memorial down on the quarter-mile clay on the south side. The AMS Modified, the 410 non-wing sprinters and Race Saver sprints will be on the card. Hot laps will be at 6:30 tonight. Well, our big happening tonight on the high school beat, Conference Indiana Championships out at the Siebold Oval. On the north side, both boys and girls, field events at 5:30. We'll keep an eye on the sky for that one as well, as we will, and it's going to be very touch and go depending upon where you play tomorrow on the high school beat. We have Bloomington South playing at Columbus East in baseball, Lawrence Central at Bloomington North. The Cougars are home tonight, by the way, at 6 against Indianapolis Chatard. Golf, we have Bloomington South and the Lebanon Invitational, and North and South and Edgewood will compete, and that's Dustin Carver will mix up his crew there at the BNL Invitational down at Otis Park tomorrow. Bloomington South plays in tennis at Southport. So that's a sprinkling of what might go on tomorrow, Saturday. And elsewhere, Reds in St. Louis, pregame, 8 o'clock. They're on the airways after a day off, trying to move back to the top in the Central this weekend. Playing its second series in St. Louis. We'll keep an eye on the sky out there as well. 8 o'clock, Marty Brenneman pregame.
NFL Draft rounds 2 and 3 take place tonight in Philadelphia. Round 1 last night, Joe. Myles Garrett, the big defensive stud from Texas A&M, goes first to Cleveland. The Colts pick number 15. They took Ohio State safety Malik Hooker. Hooker is a really, really interesting prospect. He hasn't played a ton of football, but he's get-out-of-town athletic, makes big plays. I believe he picked off Richard Leggo for a touchdown last year at the Horseshoe there. And ran it back about 70 yards, but he only had 40 yards to go, but he weaved through everybody, made some athletic plays. So the Colts excited to have them. We'll see what they do with their picks coming up tonight. Spurs win. Raptors win, NBA playoffs triple header tonight if you're into the basketball, so plenty to do there. And get to Bart Kaufman, 6 o'clock for the Hoosiers.
Rowing, too. We've got the annual Dale England Cup. Forgot to mention that. Best of luck to Steve Peterson's women. Duke, Notre Dame, and San Diego out on the lake at Lake Lemon. They'll start up later this afternoon, move through Saturday.
Yeah, you want to get mad at something? Blame San Diego for not bringing the weather.
Yeah.
I'll blame it on them. They should have helped us out there. They put haul some boats, haul some weather. Let's go.
That's right.
Love it, Joe. Thank you.
All righty, my friends. See you, Julie.
Thanks, Joe.
She'll be back.
I know she'll be back.
That's right. That's why he didn't give some big, crazy, long farewell.
I like that. He'll see you on
Facebook. Always the welcome sign for Julie. Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you.
All righty, guys.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Friday mornings and Monday mornings.